This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel on Tuesday reported a decrease in the effectiveness of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine in preventing infections and symptomatic illness. But the country says the shot is still highly effective in preventing serious disease. The decline coincides with the spread of the Delta variant and an end of social distancing restrictions in the country. The Israeli Health Ministry says the vaccine's effectiveness in preventing infection and symptomatic disease fell to 64% from June 6th, but that the vaccine was 93% effective in preventing hospitalizations and serious illness from coronavirus. About 60% of Israel's 9.3 million population have received at least one shot of Pfizer's vaccine. Vietnam's government halted dozens of flights in and out of its biggest city on Tuesday to try to contain the spread of coronavirus. It says nine cities and provinces have suspended flights to and from the city of 9 million people, with record new infections reported in Ho Chi Minh in three over the past 6 days. City authorities on Monday said controls on entry into and out of the city would be imposed and advised people to stay indoors. Vietnam's benchmark index closed down nearly 4% on Tuesday due to what traders said was speculation that a strict lockdown would be imposed. On Tuesday, the United States began sending Vietnam 2 million doses, part of the first batch of 80 million doses that U.S. President Joe Biden has pledged to allocate to countries struggling to tame the pandemic. Meanwhile, Indonesia said Tuesday it was importing emergency oxygen from neighboring Singapore as hospitals crumble under the weight of COVID-19 with the Delta variant wreaking havoc. This is VOA News. There are no survivors after a plane carrying 28 people crashed in the far east of Russia on Tuesday, rescue officials said, according to Russian news agencies. Citing sources, Interfax reported the plane was thought to have crashed into a cliff as it was preparing to land in poor visibility conditions. Russia's Civil Aviation Authority confirmed the plane's crash site had been found after the Emergencies Ministry dispatched a helicopter and had deployed teams on the ground to look for the missing aircraft. Authorities say there were 22 passengers and 6 crew on board. Russian aviation safety standards have improved in recent years, but accidents, especially involving aging planes, are not uncommon. The Soviet-era plane type, still used for military and civilian flights in some countries, has been involved in dozens of deadly crashes since it entered service around 50 years ago. The desperate search for survivors in a Japanese resort town devastated by a landslide is becoming less hopeful, officials warned Tuesday. 3 days after the disaster that killed at least 7 people, the fate or whereabouts of 27 residents of Atami in central Japan remains unknown, a regional spokesman said, after dozens of homes were swept away on Saturday by violent waves of mud. More than 1,000 soldiers and rescue workers have gone through the destroyed homes and waded through vast piles of mud on Tuesday as the 72 hours that experts say are crucial in the race to save lives drew to a close. The death toll from the disaster rose to 7 after 3 more victims were confirmed dead on Tuesday, local officials said. At one point, the number of residents unaccounted for stood at more than 100, but officials said they had managed to track down most of them. The discovery of 4 more victims in the rubble of a collapsed condo building raises the death toll to 32, a fire official said Tuesday. As the ramped-up search effort faces new threats from severe weather with Tropical Storm Elsa lashing Florida on a path that would mostly bypass the collapse site. But at the site, Tuesday morning, power saws and backhoes could be heard. Workers in yellow helmets and blue jumpsuits could be seen sifting through rubble for the 13th day. Stiff winds of 20 miles per hour or 32 kilometers per hour with stronger gusts are blowing through the area as gray clouds from Elsa's outer band swirl above. The search crews can work through rain, but lightning from unrelated thunderstorms have forced them to pause at times and a garage area in the rubble filled with water, according to officials. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.